is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's the 3rd of July. Tomorrow is U.S. Independence. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. Y'all hear that song I started with? That's Kenny and the Beach Boys, Ring Ting Ting. So for the last couple of days, I've been playing an African song called Ting Ting by a guy named A-Star. And it's one of those challenges. He's challenging you to do something with the verse, add your own verse to it. And I said, if the song called Ting Ting, it must be Bahamian. And I did my research, it must be. This is an interpolation of our own, Ring Ting Ting. We is the masters of Ting Ting. Anyway, I just want the young people to know that everywhere you go, you could find a piece of yourself. We have a full show this morning. I have two sets of guests joining me, and I hope that we can build a wonderful conversation. I have representatives from the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture's latest event, Community Crime Forum, Engaging the Community Voice, and the theme for their event is the impact of fatherhood on crime. And I also have joining me in studio for the bulk of the conversation, Miss Shiandra Newton. She is the host and executive producer of the newest local show. You can find it both on radio, that's ZNS, 104.5 FM and 1540 AM, and you can find it online as a video cast. The show is called Money Sense. So we're going to be talking money sense, the culture of money, and I have this question. Can you buy independence? What is the price of freedom? Absolutely. Producer, play that second song on the list for me. I found this song now. Again, I always have to have a disclaimer. We approaching independence. This song is not Bahamian, but it might as well be Bahamian. Play Man in Finance.
I'm looking for a man in finance. Trust fund. 6'5", blue eyes. Finance. Trust fund. 6'5", blue eyes. Finance. Trust fund. 6'5", blue eyes. Finance. Trust fund. 6'5". I'm looking for a man in finance. 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 Finance.
That's good right there. The pressure is tall. The pressure is tall for these men out here. Some of us women have a financial plan. It's looking for a man in finance, a man with money. I don't know if that's the most sustainable financial plan you could have, but I think that song, just that little snippet, speaks to our very own experience, how we have developed economic rights of passage as opposed to cultural rights of passage, and it gives a sense of the expectations put on men in society, even if those expectations aren't derived from our small island developing state lived experience. The pressure is tall for these young men out here trying to meet the standard of manhood in the Bahamas. And I can put my point on the table right now before I introduce my guests. If the rite of passage is that you have to have your own house or turn your own key to be man, then 75% of our males will be trapped in boyhood. They will never be able to hit that standard because it is economically impossible given the models that exist in the Bahamas today. So what is it that we're putting on the backs of our young men? What are our expectations of them? And then the question arises, how do you expect these young men to meet these economic standards without the educational and academic foundation. How do you expect them to do it? Well, we're going to talk just briefly about that with our two guests today. Joining us again from the Ministry of Youth Sports and Culture's event, Community Crime Forum, themed The Impact of Fatherhood on Crime, I have Apostle Randy Hanna from the National Neighborhood Watch Council, and I have Mr. Henry Higgins from the Ministry of Youth Sports and Culture, and he will be hosting the event. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Bahamas.
Now, I interpolated my own ideas from the theme, but tell us, the listening audience, what is it you intend to bring to the community with this event?
So the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture, through our Division of Cultural Affairs, which I'm a staff member of, we have decided to come together with the community and the church to engage the community voice in the stand against crime. Not only to engage the community voice, but to see if we can come up with viable solutions that the community, that we can work together within the community to stop crime or to put a dent in crime in the various communities. Mm-hmm. So through these crime forums, we are hoping to bring out the persons who live in those particular community, in this instance, Bayntown. Mm-hmm. This was the event we were supposed to do 2 weeks ago, but it was postponed because of the weather. And so our intention is to bring the residents of Bayntown together, speak with them, share with them, see how we can come together and move as a unit to bring a dent to crime in that community.
And with a focus on fathers, fatherhood, and the impact, whether the absence or the presence, the impact on crime.
Yes, that's the whole idea. We want to show through the crime forum, show the positive and the negative impacts of fatherhood. And in that main vein, we can hopefully that to encourage our fathers to take a stand with us, to encourage the fathers in the community to become fathers for their children, but not just their children, even for the children who don't have fathers. That's the whole mandate.
Absolutely.
Yes, morning again, Bahama. Just to piggyback on what my associate says here, we as men, I think one of the greatest challenges we have in the inner cities and the Bahamas as a whole is the lack of the positive male model. And so definitely what we're seeing now going on in our streets is really an impact of fathers not being in the home. Now, a father is very important, and I thank God for all of the mothers that grow up children without a father, but the father is the foundation of the family. So if you move the foundation, quite naturally the family will not function the way it's supposed to function. I was born in Bayntown, and so I understand the characteristics of Bayntown. We have a lot of single mothers in Bayntown. We have a lot of very young mothers, had children when they were 14, 15. So quite naturally, when a boy reaches a certain age, she cannot really discipline him the way she wants to. And so I think we as men, I take my own lifestyle. I was born to a single mother also. She was 19 years old, and I thank God for my growing up in the Bayntown. I thank God for the Boys Brigade, Police Company, Captain Simpson Penn. So I think we as men, we have a duty mm-hmm. to take time out to teach the other generation, and I think that's where we went wrong. A lot of men in their rite of passage, when they became successful, they never came back to the inner cities, and I always tell the people that some of the most successful people in our country came with these same inner cities. They see him Bayntown. Mm-hmm. They see him Grandstand. They see him Foxhill. You know, they mm-hmm. see him what they call Camp Road. Some of the most successful African community, but they don't come back to give nothing back. So I think that's very important. So like the apostle said, this coming Friday, we're gonna try to do this crime, we're gonna do this crime forum and see if we can impart what God has taught us into another generation, because I think that's very important.
Absolutely. The event is taking place Friday, the 5th of July, 2024. Venue, Evangelistic Center, Blue Hill Road, and Vesey Street.
VC Street.
Start time?
7 p.m.
7 p.m. Yes. Good stuff. Producer, play the song by Pat Ramming. Come on. This is a song, I think this is a song about financial planning. I don't know if it's the right kind of financial planning, but just now you spoke about sort of the vacuum that's left when members of the community become successful and then they move out, right? Sometimes we don't calculate properly the cost of things. And sometimes our sort of non-monetary actions have real costs, you know, in our own lives and in the communities and the spaces that we're in. Play that song from a producer. This is The Racetrack by Pat Brahman.
I ain't gotta work no more.
That's a classic, people.
That's a big time mod also.
As well, right? And I want to say, most of all, to the young people, people have been leaving the cookies. They've been leaving the nuggets, the morsels of history and experience for you to use in your own personal development. But for older people who, like Mr. Hanna and Mr. Higgins are speaking to, who we're looking to come back and contribute, these songs also provide nuggets for you to share, right? To teach, to help younger people understand what's being said. I want to tell you all, I'm talking about me, because I know that song, but I never knew it was called The Racetrack. Right, I know that song. I put it together. When I know the title now, it makes even more sense. Because that's most of the financial planning a lot of us have been doing. So let's turn now to our guest, Shiandra Newton, the host of the new financial education and coaching show, Money Sense. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I am good, thank you. I'm so glad that these two shows aligned, because I think that you can be a wonderful partner or resource for this program that's being presented through the ministry or facilitated by the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture. But introduce yourself and then tell us about the show.
Right. So again, I'm Shiandra Newton. I have a new show out. It's called Money Sense with Shiandra. And what I've found prior to starting the show, one of the reasons I started the show is you have a lot of well-meaning events, well-meaning workshops, and I found that they didn't really present the information in the way that people needed it. You have a lot of shows, financial shows, they speak a lot about the economy, but really tapping into the how-to, I found that was missing. Mm-hmm. In media. And so what Money Sense with Shiandra is, it's a financial coaching show. So each episode, I bring in an expert. We do have an in-house financial planner. And I thought it was very important to have a financial planner because there's a goal here. There's there's goals that we were not just learning just to learn and take the information. It's to actually apply it towards different goals that we have, and that's what a financial planner comes in and helps us put together the plan to achieve those different goals.
Now, financial planner, I have one of them, but it doesn't do the work on its own. I got one book, it's a financial planner, it's pretty, it's fancy, but when I open it up, the pages are empty. Financial planner, a book, a job, or a skill set?
A book, a job, or a skill set.
Yeah, or is it all three?
Well, with financial planning, what you're really doing is, and this is really somebody a role, you know, but you could do your own financial planning, and we do give you the tools, but it is looking at your financial situation, looking at your expenses, and then seeing, okay, what are my goals? Where do I want to be in X number of months, even months? Mm-hmm. This isn't half the, some of the things that that can help us get to the long-term goals. There are short-term goals that you can achieve within 6 months. And so it's just putting together, okay, how can I cut down? Right now I know that my income is not covering, is not enough to cover my expenses? What areas can I go into and cut down and trim? Or what skill sets do I have that I can use and maximize to increase my level of income? Mm-hmm.
Something as simple as, these children don't like to eat leftovers, but I have to cook enough food just in case I can't get home tomorrow or something. So how do I make, well, you spend a couple of minutes every day on YouTube looking at videos about how to turn leftovers into something special.
That's very good.
That's right. Good financial planning.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Like you say, a small thing that you could do.
Yes.
That will have a greater impact as time goes by.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We don't have to sit and stew in this financial situation that many of us are in.
Absolutely.
We can get out of it.
Producer, play that song by King Eric and his Knights. Sponge Your Money. So that's some financial planning. We talk about the culture of money, how we think about money, our lived experience with money. There's a time when we thought tourism money would never done tourism money. This is King Eric and his Knights, his version of Sponge Money. All right, producer, thank you. I had to play that, first of all, because it's a long time since I heard this version. The George Simonet version is much slower than this. But come on, this is the song. This should have been the theme for the sub-theme for the 50th Independence. Sponge Your Money, Never Done. Because what we have learned is that we need to be continually adapting, continually evolving, mm-hmm. because when you think the sponge of money ain't gonna never done, it got done. When you think the tomato money ain't gonna never done, the crawfish money, the tourist money, the crypto money, the financial services money, got never done. Look at that, it done. Now, at the national level, the government has, with the expertise of their resources, have created financial plans for the country, have said, listen, things are tough, but we have a plan. This is our intention moving forward. But does that translate down to the smaller man, to the smaller household? How are individuals and individual family units then navigating this space? The government is planning for itself, but who's planning for the ordinary man? I think financial planning is a skill set. It can be a job, but it's a skill set that anybody in the family can learn and participate in.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things. We just released episode one.
Mm-hmm. Let me announce the title.
Sure.
Creating and Managing a Household Budget. That's one of the most important conversations for Bahamians right now.
Right. So it's on Facebook. It's on YouTube. We've also even posted it to TikTok. So it's everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so very accessible. But that is really the first step to financial planning, is creating a budget. In the show, we talk about why some people don't create a budget or even stick to a budget. And a lot of it has to do with the mind, and
yes.
and people, you know, necessarily don't want to look at the state
mm-hmm.
They are in. Yeah.
I have a question, because we are community-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
We are in the community, like, almost every day, both of us. I hear a lot of the platforms that you're on, but how do we get a program like that in the city community, like in the being down in the Black Village? Because what we find is a lot of people in the city don't have internet in their homes.
Mm.
So they are now on the parks, because the government has given them, a lot of the parks now have internet.
Wi-Fi.
So they are now on the parks. When we go on the park to do ministry or to feed people, we find that the parks are loaded with people. I was on the park Sunday morning, having a Sunday morning church service, and the park was loaded with people. So that was a nice place to have a church service, because people are there but they're getting into that. How do we bring move a program like that into an inner city community so those persons in an inner city who I think may need it most would be able to be a part of it?
Yeah, and that well, that's one of the reasons why I do have it on radio. But I would love to be able to sit with you because I know that you're very connected, well connected to the community, to really devise a plan for how we can get it out.
Right, because imagine coming to the park, turning on the radio, 1540 a.m., nice strong coverage wherever you are, and then the host, a guest, the organizers, you facilitate a conversation, people listen, and then at the end of the segment, you tell people, look, here's a pencil, piece of paper, any questions you have, write them down, pass them, it could be anonymous, and we will address them before we leave this space. Yeah. And you do that a couple times.
Yeah. That's one of the things I do have in the video version, is we have on the screen where we actually put the notes as or as we're talking and we're going through whether, oh, here are 5 points you need to know. We put them on the screen. We put graphics and everything to really help you learn and understand.
And so listen, what you can do as well with your phone and like YouTube is the platform that I found it on. You can download it to your phone from YouTube. Watch the episode and then delete it so you don't, you're not filling up your storage. But while you have the Wi-Fi, download it. Then when you, on the day you're on the bus, you're waiting on the NIB line, you're waiting on the food store line, you could always have your headphones in and listen in a bit without having to pull data or Wi-Fi from your phone.
Maybe I could look into doing like a WhatsApp broadcast list too.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's because I know a lot of people are on WhatsApp.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So that's a way to get it out as well. Yeah, we'll talk.
But creating and managing a household budget, I think, is the, like you say, the most important conversation. It is a part of maintaining the integrity of a house, of a household, of a unit, of a family structure. The worst thing is I buy groceries. I buy enough for everybody. I have a program. I portion out so I know this bag of rice will last the three of us 2 weeks if I cook and portion it out this way. But then somebody come to visit or something and mama got to cook something special for them. And then mama don't say nothing to me while I'm on the road because today is Tuesday when I do my shopping because I know where all the discounts are. And mama good-heartedly, warm-heartedly disrupts an entire month's economic plan because she forgot that she get a check in with the strategy and with all the people involved.
Yeah, that's one of the things that we do talk about, who should be part of the budgeting process. And Nathaniel Butler, who has Druber Solutions, his company Druber Solutions, teaches financial literacy. He's the financial planner on the show. And he talks about how it's critical that even the children, the children needs to be made aware of what the expenses are. He talks about how you may not necessarily want to make them aware of the income, you know, but definitely, certainly, as you're doing your budgeting every month or every week or how often ever often you get paid, that you're bringing everybody to the table. Look, these are the expenses. This is what we're planning for the month, because they could throw your whole budget off. And then, of course, these are short-term goals that are that you're working towards for long-term
Absolutely. Goals. Producer, play that song by Eddie Minnis. I like this song as well. It's important to involve everybody in the household.
Everybody in the household.
Because your child needs to know why it is you run hot every time they forget they ain't supposed to be running up and down in these school shoes. They come out of school, they need to burn off that energy. They forget.
Straight in the water.
Yeah. Right, but those school shoes need to last you beyond your growing foot. I need a good 9 months out of these shoes, boy. Tell your foot stop growing. See, some of us kids, we grow up like Eddie Minnis. My pa's an industrialist. He had 18 mango orchard. I thought I was rich.
And I won't talk about the pigeon plum plantation. What? I didn't know y'all had industry down here in the Bahamas. Child is plenty things what you ain't know, but you stick with me and I gonna learn you.
See
people like me and you, buddy.
of the finance man.
There you go. All of the nuggets, all of the tools we need to encourage us and to break the cultural and psychological barriers around money. First of all, I always thought I was rich. I could be honest with you. I rich off of privilege. I just rich off of privilege. I always thought I was rich. Mango tree in my yard and dilly tree in my yard. And my daddy had a farm and he could pick banana and eat it straight off the tree. And so how have we as society contributed to sort of false standards of wealth and financial health and wellness? When Eddie Minnis say, yes, I see a great millionaire, that's health and wellness. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And that song by Eddie Minnis is very powerful. First of all, Eddie Minnis also come out of Baintown. He come from Hospital Lane below the hill. So most of the talent be now enjoying the history, so come out of Baintown. And so when you talk about finance, right, I remember as a little child growing up in Baintown that our staple meal through the week always used to be either corned beef and rice. And my mother has all kind of different ways of cooking it. She could add some cabbage in it. She add some potatoes in it. And we loved fire engine. Mm-hmm. They said it wasn't healthy for you, but when you're young, everything was healthy. You just wanted something to eat. And in regard to, you talk about the sea grapes, Baintown had every fruit tree in the world in it. Mommies, soursops, star apple. I mean, we dillies, we basically connect juju. And so we had all this stuff growing up in Baintown as a little child. And so we were poor, but we didn't know we were poor. Mm-hmm. I always tell people that. We were poor, but we didn't know we were poor, simply because everybody around us living in the same condition. You know, I told people that song, Living in the Hand of the Finance Man, I think that's one of the reasons why we have a lot of problems in our society now. I think some people overextend themselves, okay? And I think the banks play a part also in commercializing themselves, encourage you to get loans, and the interest is so high, and we don't negotiate proper interest rates. We need one to get the car and drive it off the lot. We only want to get the loan to go to Miami to go shopping. We don't worry about the interest. And so that's where most of our problem lies. That's, I think, in proper financial planning, we have to be able to negotiate good rates. Mm-hmm. When we sit before a bank and say, listen, I won't borrow you this, but I won't pay this interest here. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where we got
to
go.
To have the confidence to have done the research and to be able to sit with the bank and say, listen, I understand what I'm talking about. This will save me $25 a month that I could use over here, and you ain't losing nothing. So why is it impossible for me to operate at this rate?
Well, Aaron, we know that rich people pay lower interest rate than poor people because they negotiate better.
So listen, I was in Grantstown last Ganep season, and when I asked the boy for a sack of Ganep, and he tell me $120, I look at him and I say, I know I have a Fort Hill voice, but I am a Baintown woman at heart. Why me and you rowing? But he look at me, I say, because $120, you won't row with me. You know, but it's understanding the value of what it is you want and then understanding the cost. Mm. Little children when ride up in brand new car, they like it when their brother come home with a shiny brand new car. Mm. But when brother say, if you wash the car for me once a week, you could come riding with me. He appreciates the cost. Does he appreciate the cost, right? You could get this new car, young man, but you want a Honda, that means you need to be able to afford a fence and to be able to protect your car as well, because you understand the cost of having a Honda.
I want to add to that, because I like to use my own life experience. When I came out of high school, I wanted to go to college. Mm-hmm. I couldn't go because my family, excuse me, my family couldn't afford it. And so I decided to become a police officer. Now, all the years that I lived as a child, I lived in a house without a bathroom. Mm-hmm. I used outdoor toilet. So I made up in my mind that once I get a job, the first thing I was going to do was build a house. So when my squad mates all went and bought a fancy car, I bought a $300 Volkswagen. You could hear me coming to work 3 miles around the corner. They say, Hickens coming, because you hear that Volkswagen. But I made that sacrifice to buy that $300 Volkswagen so that I could go to the bank to get a house, which I did. So at the age of 19, I was able to own my first house. But the interesting thing about that was the first time I lived in a house with an indoor toilet. And so I think it is important that the management must be taught to young people. And I thank God for Bishop Arnold Josie, who was my squad instructor at that time, who made me understand that it was important for me to have that house over my head and have a place where I could use an indoor toilet instead of to walk in the back of the yard with the carbolic acid to throw down the toilet when you finish using it. And so I think it's important as early as we can, we have to teach our young people how to manage this money, how to manage, because they're going to become husbands one day. They're going to become wives one day. So the earlier we get into them, the better. Now, some of the people complain, say they don't teach it in the schools. So if they don't teach it in the school, then it's up to us to teach it in the community, to teach it elsewhere. And so that's what I wanted to add to that. We have to make sure they understand as early as they can how to manage that money, how to make the right decisions.
Because I think a lot of...
I was going to say, that's one of my frustrations when you do see a lot of these financial literacy seminars and workshops. A lot of them are sponsored or in partnership with financial institutions who's, you know, the way they make their money is lending. And so, yes, you're there, you know, throwing out financial literacy information, but at the end of the day, they're there, you know, come get this loan, come, and the people just in a worse state than they're, because they leave in debt and all of that. So I really would like to see us get to a point where we're in a position where we have enough savings, we have enough income coming in, where we have that discretionary income to be able to make a purchase and not have to, there's good and bad debt. But I personally, for me, I don't want to have to always go to a lender to buy something. I want to be in a position where I have that in my bank account. I have that saved. I have that set aside. And all of that comes down to good money management as well.
I mean, yes, sir.
Yes, to add what the young lady is saying, you're right. I'm old enough now to remember, you know, we talk about the ASU. The ASU is really a cooperative, right? And most of the, when my grandfather them came off the contract, all of them were able to build houses and open up shops. You know, that's a trademark of the Auckland people, right? They were on the contract, and when they came, but they opened up shop all over Angleston, all over East Street, all over the Grove, you know? They fought with Angleston, Auckland people, right? And you know what happened back then? People used to get together, right? And form a cooperative in their own way. We call it ASU. It's a cooperative. All right? You get the first draw, you put down on your piece of land. I get the second draw, I put on my piece of land. And that's the way we used to accomplish things then. So we can learn a lot of things from our forefathers, you know. Although they weren't educated like us, we have this big college education, but we don't have common sense anymore. All right? And so, no, I'm telling you, the cooperative is something we got to get back to. All right? The ASU is a wonderful idea. Long as you do it with the right type of individuals, okay? And so I think we need to go back to our old teaching, our old landmark, the cooperatives, right? Those credit unions, they're good places to win the borrowing money from. You know something? Maybe the banks don't get it.
They all know that among financial institutions, right, they all offer different things. So promoting a credit union is not diminishing what it is that the traditional banks do. Right, so be okay with that conversation. Okay. Producer, I want you to play that song by Bankhead Bros, Big Spender, but stop at the 30-second mark. I got to talk to these young people about making radio edits, because sometimes they in their space. They want to make the type of music they want to make while they're young. I get it. But sometimes they don't realize how valuable their music is to the wider society. And I beg them to make some radio edit for us old heads so we could use their knowledge to teach others. Just play the first 30 seconds of that song for me.
Good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every guy I see. Hey, big spender. Spend a little time with me.
Oh, you could play it just a little longer. That's okay. So Bahamian Youngboy remixed, like they remixed that song. We all know Big Spender, popular song. They put a little Bahamian twist on it. And they're being very rational. right? I think they're being really rational, and they're telling these guys, you can't just be a big spender. You got, first of all, you have to have the money. You got to know where the money coming from, you know? And then don't just be a big spender for anybody. Anyway, that's a Bankhead Bros, Big Spender. Y'all make a clean edit of that song for me, please, so I could play the whole thing straight through. And then play Exuma, Pay Me What You Owe Me. So let me tell you why. Sometimes the government have to pay us what it owes us. It's not, see, that's, I bet you that's the Prime Minister now. So what you talking about, Aaron? Sometimes what the government owes us is not cash. For instance, you told us the story of how you had to choose between a high-end car and a new house. Mm-hmm. I think you made the responsible and pragmatic decision. Many young people today are stuck in that same dilemma. Do I focus on securing transportation that I need for my work, for my employment, to ensure that I am at work on time? If I'm a young woman, even a young man, for my safety, being able to travel by myself, being able to leave a location, a party, a bar, when I think the time is right or when I see it's getting hot, that's very valuable to me as an individual. But at the same time, home ownership, the sense of ownership, the sense of establishment in a community, even if it's rent, the sense of security that I could lay my head safely here, I can secure my things safely here. Young people and adults now as well are faced with this tension greatly. And so when I tell Exuma, pay me, you know, play pay me what you owe me, we have not really calculated the cost of not having a proper functioning public transportation system. We are not calculating the cost when young people have to focus on transportation versus a home. See, I could go to work on the bus with other people, but I can't live in somebody's house with other people, right? And it's a great tension. Play Pay Me What You Owe Me, producer. The Bahamians, we don't talk about money. Don't talk about my money. I don't like talk about my money. But boy, do we talk about money. It is a central part of our lives. And so Money Sense with Chiandra is a great space for people to begin focusing on their financial health and wellness, and for young people to begin understanding finance, personal economies, and planning for the future. This is Exuma, Pay Me What You Owe Me. And then, producer, let's go to a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to go through the details again. When we can catch Money Sense with Chiandra and the details for the event tomorrow night.
Friday night.
Sorry, Friday night, Engaging the Community Voice, the Impact of Fatherhood on Crime. This is Exuma, Pay Me What You Owe Me. Pay it in mango and sea grape and sugar apple, please.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Current Cut Productions presents Papa Joe's Cafe. Watch Joe, the cafe owner, grapple with the grief and chaos of daily life, surrounded by nosy cooks, a mouthy waitress, and a parade of lively characters. With themes of political satire, romance, and betrayal, this is a story you won't want to miss. Join us for an unforgettable stage play at the Performing Arts Center at UB on July 12th and 13th.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
was with the gambling hype. Never was a casino type. Never had such a wicked vice. Never cared to roll the dice. But when I saw that lever stick, something made me wanna pull on it. And the prize money was a lot. If I could only hit that dead jackpot, I love to hear the money drop.
That's Therese Hepburn. Welcome back. You're on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This is On the Clock with Erin Green. I have Money Sense with Chiandra in studio. We're talking about the launch of the latest and newest financial education and coaching show focused on growing financial literacy throughout the archipelago. And joining me from the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Cultures event. They're facilitating this event, Community Crime Forum, engaging the community voice, the impact of fatherhood on crime. Now, I got right into the show. I was supposed to talk about traffic a little bit. It's apropos. It's appropriate. Why? Because we fail to acknowledge the cost of poor road and traffic management. When the basic principles or foundations of a healthy economy is the efficient and effective movement of people, goods, and services. That means that the roads need to be clear and people need to know what they can expect on the roadways. That's why today I'm taking 3 seconds to remind the staff at BPL, from the administrators right down to the janitors, that what you do means nothing if you don't do it properly. I got word this morning that there was a car stuck in one of the trenches or ditches that exists right now on the Eastern Road between Montague and Blair. Let me tell you, I don't know where y'all went to get the team. Send them back. Not one detour sign, not one person conducting road management, not one person ensuring that people are using the lanes available properly. At night, you didn't have up any lights to indicate that the road was closed, even though the only public notice you gave was for the weekend before. Like, you see, the attitude is they can't see the road dig up. They supposed to know to be careful. You don't get paid for that. If that's the attitude you all want to have, send some of the money back. You want to be treated and regarded like professionals. You want the public to support you in your union pursuits, even though y'all let these people sign an MOU saying that y'all wouldn't have any unrest for the duration of the administration. Even then, even still, you want us to support you? Do the job properly and ensure that we save. Somebody hold cars in a ditch. And then you know that the roads are going to be blocked up. You don't send officers out to manage the other intersections that you know the traffic will naturally divert to. You're just refusing. Somebody has to do something because this has a real impact on the personal economies of people. You got young men out there, they hustling, they working part-time and temporary jobs. They don't have no protection of tenure. They don't have any proper contract. If they don't show up to work, they get fired, they get penalized, they don't get paid. We have to be able to project the amount of time we will need to spend on the road. And don't mind the foolishness our prime minister was talking about. Oh, y'all are not going to be mind to be inconvenienced because of our security strategies. Yes, we do mind. You know who minds? The bank minds. Our personal finances do not care about your politics. The money needs to be there when the bill arrives. It was just horrible. Yesterday morning, I had to go south. Today, the traffic double up on the south side. Send officers to ensure that intersections are moving freely. And send officers to ensure that drivers are not on their cell phone, creating obstructions because they didn't realize that the traffic is flowing because they're that deep into their phones. Let's do this, man. Let's have a real country because we are real people with real lives. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, good morning, Ms. Green.
Morning, sir.
Yeah, speaking of road safety, right? You know, I'm just a Negro with a picky ear riding a bicycle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares about me, right? But just as you turn on to Market Street, and where Wolford and Market Street meets, right? And you're heading southbound, there's a Patelco safety plate. You know the little plates they have in the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a gaping hole in it. So I was cycling coming, and I just decided to take Wilford to turn onto Marcus Street. But, you know, I saw the hole, but I almost ran into it. It wouldn't affect a vehicle, but it's big enough for somebody on a cycle to really hurt themselves because it's a gaping hole. It's about maybe more than a feet wide. And whatever, but I guess Patel could go there and change the plate.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, I'm just a nigga riding a bicycle. And so all of this talk about climate change and these pot-belly politicians, you wouldn't see them on a bicycle or you wouldn't see them on a bus.
Except for Shenandoah Cartwright.
But he put on a lot of weight. He ain't riding no bicycle, man. Yeah. He's on and he done gluttonized himself, you know what I mean? I don't go look for politicians, you know.
I mean,
that's just the way it is. The thing is, and then you got a lot of people who live in the politicians with contracts, and then they being so haughty and snobbish against people who don't partake in getting money to be politically affiliated. That's what everybody. I don't respect people who making a living of contracts and then playing big shots. You know, I can't. You're sucking the taxpayers' money. You're getting a contract that's value more than what it's value, and then you're playing haughty, and it doesn't pan out for me.
And then still not doing the work properly. Give thanks 52. When I say still not doing work properly, I'm speaking specifically to all of these subcontractors that are getting these road patching jobs. And then three months later, the road break up again, the hole in the road again. Y'all keep getting the contract over and over and over again. I want to know, where is the office where I can get this application to get the job but don't have to do it properly? Producer, let me play Ozzie Hall and his Caribbeans, Crawfish Man. I hope this song means what I think it means. Because some of y'all Bahamians be writing these double entendres and these hidden messages and thing. I ain't sure I could play it on the radio, but Crawfish Man is a man that relied on himself in the ocean. He didn't rely on government.
Crawfishing is my business. Say, what's your life? That's how I earn my business. I work by moon. By sun, with very little time when my work is done. So if you like me, girl, come jump in my boat. If you can't swim, God save us. I'm a prophet.
All of these songs about money and our attitudes towards money. Chiandra, remind us again when we can catch the show Money Sense with Chiandra.
Yes, so Money Sense with Chiandra, new episodes are released every Monday at 2 p.m. You can catch typically the first half hour on ZNS 1540 and 104.5, as well as you can go online to moneysensewithchiandra.com, to our YouTube channel, Facebook, TikTok, and you can see the full episodes there.
All right, and when do you upload to the digital platform?
They're all available at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock, they're all there.
Awesome, good stuff. Gentlemen, we are going to be at the Community Crime Forum. The theme, The Impact of Fatherhood on Crime, Friday, the 5th of July, 2024, starting at 7 p.m. at Evangelistic Center, Blue Hill Road, and Vesey Street. I think it's going to be a great discussion.
I got to get you to that Bahamian way, Vesey.
Sorry, Vesey.
Yeah,
yes, that's my Fort Hill. We can blame Leela.
I can bring you back to Bird Dog.
Yeah, we can blame Leela and Corinne.
Right.
Vesey Street.
Right now, Leela goes, that's my own boss.
So yes. You know, she pinch your ear.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's my own.
But that's community engagement, right? And these are the ways that parents and fathers in particular have an impact on crime by being present, being there.
Yes.
Okay, now, I had some things I found from the show, like money avoidance. And money avoidance is when it's like a psychological barrier where you just avoid talking and thinking about money because of the stress involved. I want to tell people bill avoidance can very easily slip into money avoidance, right? You got to take this head on. You got to be confident. You got to find somebody in your community you trust. Start with your pastor. Start with an older family member and say, listen, I'm trying to work this finance thing out. I need some help. I need some guidance. Go to the older women in your church and in your community. You'll be surprised what types of empires these women have built, making a dollar out of 50 cents.
Mm-hmm.
You will be surprised at the economic and financial wisdom of some of the older members of our community. Producer, I want to play all 85 of these songs I have on the list. I wanted to play Cash Baby by Bankazelli. There's another young people talking about music. But then find this song, and I don't know how many people know this song. This one song by the Arawaks called Only Man on the Island.
Sound interesting.
I'm advised the only man on the island, I throw in my wallet in the ocean. I don't even have a wallet, ladies. I don't know what I do in here. What you coming to me for? I can't even afford to bring another man here. We in trouble. This is the Arawaks, only man on the island. Thank you, Shiandra Newton from Money Sense with Shiandra. Thank you, cousin Apostle Randy Hanna, and uncle. He's my uncle now, Mr. Henry Higgins from Ministry of Youth Sports and Culture. You guys have a great day. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next as we pick up the second half of our Man Down Mashup Wednesday, where we interrogate what's in the news. But it's independence, I think. I can try goosing Mr. Newry into listening to some Bahamian music today. You guys have a great day. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The only man on the island, 368 days.